USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Idalia has now reached hurricane status. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 1 storm is packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour as it makes its way toward Florida. Forecasters expect Idalia to continue gaining strength, intensifying into an extremely dangerous major hurricane before it makes landfall tomorrow. Former President Trump will be arraigned in his Georgia election interference case next week.
The Obama-appointed judge Monday scheduled the trial to start March 4th, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. Trump's facing three other criminal cases. One of them, the New York State case involving his alleged hush money payments to a porn actress, is also scheduled to start in March. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden is said to be focused on issues impacting Americans, even as House Republicans plot an impeachment inquiry for him. Speaking in a White House press briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden is working on addressing the Jacksonville shooting over the weekend and the hurricane potentially about to hit Florida, as well as the Maui wildfires and education post-COVID.
That's going to be his focus instead of, you know, more baseless political stunts.
Most of the Earth experiencing the effects of climate change this summer. That's according to Marshall Shepard, the director of atmospheric sciences for the University of Georgia. He tells the Augusta Chronicle that at least 81% of the world's population was exposed to at least one day of heat, made at least three times more intense because of climate change. Shepard says this puts more people at risk for heat-related illnesses or even death, as many populations aren't equipped to deal with such high temperatures. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Elton John recovering after a fall at his home in France. Representatives for the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer say he was taken to the hospital as a precautionary measure, but was discharged yesterday and is back home. The 76-year-old was treated for minor injuries. The University of Southern California providing a positive update on the son of Los Angeles Lakers superstar LeBron James. Trojans head coach Andy Enfield said yesterday that Bronny James is doing well and attending classes after suffering cardiac arrest during a workout last month. The 18-year-old James is expected to make a full recovery. Ask Alexa or Siri about the weather. But if you want to save someone's life, call 911 for that.
A study released on Monday reveals that voice assistants frequently struggle when asked about CPR procedures. The research involved posing 8 questions to the assistants, simulating the questions a bystander might make during a cardiac arrest crisis. Most of the responses were, I don't know that one, or, sorry, I don't understand. Surprisingly, out of the 32 responses, only 9 recommended calling 911. Some voice assistants directed users to online resources explaining CPR techniques, but only 12% of the 32 responses provided clear verbal instructions. I'm John Schaefer.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.